With us now to preview the game, a guy who will be on the grounds tomorrow, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel. Good morning, Jones.
That's somebody who has called some games in the ACC before, knowing they call it the grounds there in Charlottesville. Chris, great to be with you. And I thought for Carolina, this open date, they didn't play last weekend. It came at a really good time, obviously both for on-the-field purposes and off-the-field purposes, with Carolina dealing with that tragic loss of Tylee Craft after a two-plus year battle with cancer. I think it would have been really hard, Chris, for Carolina to play last weekend. I mean, it just would have been very emotionally challenging. So for them to have a little extra time to try and deal with that, a very difficult process, and begin to move forward in real life, I think was good. And then in football life, to have a chance to reset a little bit and, you know, try to figure out how to get these close results turned the right direction. And Chris, I've said it 100 times to you, and I promise I still feel this way. You know, Carolina can win these games. The Tar Heels are right in these games. That no team left on Carolina's schedule is dramatically better than the Tar Heels. The Tar Heels are not dramatically better than any team left on their schedule either. It's all these games are coming down to a handful of plays and a fourth quarter and, you know, a key interception or a key block kick or whatever it might be. And right now, Carolina is unfortunately the team that is coming up short on the winning plays. They've got to find a way to make the plays, and they'll start trying to do that starting tomorrow afternoon in Charlottesville.
Were there any big things that Coach Brown and his staff wanted to address during the bye week?
Yeah, two things. One is the management of the grief and moving past the real world issue with Tylee Craft. I do think that was number one, because Chris, it you can't just do one thing and do it right for everybody, right? Like, some guys knew Tylee Craft really, really well. Kobe Paceor and Gavin Blackwell and J.J. Jones, some of these older wide receivers, they had been with Tylee for years. Whereas there might be a freshman who showed up a couple months ago who didn't really know him at all. And so that a very individualized approach to helping these guys and get them the support they need, I think that's number one. And then on the football field, to me, I think the number one thing Carolina worked on and has to be better at is on the defensive side. Because, Chris, Carolina's offense is not as explosive or efficient as it has been the last several years. But I think anybody who's watched Carolina play would say that this is an offense that, A, has been better than a 3-4 record, and B, it is getting better. They have a good running back and a good running game with Amarian Hampton. I think Jacoby Criswell has improved his game, has grown into the role as the starting quarterback. But that defensive side, in my opinion, has gone the other way, Chris. And if you look at the stats, and I don't have them right in front of me, Chris, but the first three games this year when Carolina was 3-0, they were allowing 68 yards per game on the ground and about 15 points per contest. Since then, the last four games, they are allowing 230 yards per game on the ground per game and over 41 points per game. Now, obviously, the competition level is consistently different, but let's not act like the Tar Heels have been out there playing the Bills and the Steelers and the Commanders and the 49ers. They have been playing teams that they are pretty comparable to, and those are dramatic changes in that. And so for Carolina, there's a lot of things that could get better, but to me, the thing that has to get better is on the defensive side, and particularly in stopping the run.
How pivotal is tomorrow's game, given that Carolina's 4-3, and as you pointed out, some very winnable games down the stretch for the Tar Heels?
Yeah, I mean, well, it just comes down to this. Carolina's at 3-4 right now through seven games, and they're not going to win the Atlantic Coast Conference at this point. But what can they still achieve this year? They can still achieve a bowl game. They have some rivalry games on their schedule, including tomorrow against Virginia. It's the 129th time that they've played. So they've got Virginia. They still have Wake. They have NC State. All these kind of regional games that have increased importance to them and the fan base. And they can just play better football, Chris. I mean, this can just be a better team than what we have seen over these first 7 weeks, and in particular over the last month. So I do feel like for Carolina, it's an opportunity. It's not like a fork in the road and everything's done. Like, it's to the point now where it's like, let's just put this together and show that this is a better team and start taking some steps forward. And so for Carolina, obviously bowl eligibility would be a positive for them, and winning these rivalry games would be a positive for them. And I think that's the biggest deal, particularly for tomorrow, a team that Carolina sees and has seen every year since 1919 and started playing in 18, I think it was 92, Carolina and Virginia. So there'll always be that extra importance for this one.
It'll be great. We'll be listening tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock right here on WPTF. Jones, thanks for the time as always. Have a great call. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chris. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. See you.